As state officials have shared Massachusetts coronavirus numbers, one has been especially striking. 77 of the state's 95 confirmed or presumptive cases stemmed from a meeting held by the biotech company Biogen in late February. Public health researchers call clusters like this super-spreading events, where an individual infects an unusually high number of other people. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg explains.
Everyone's heard of Typhoid Mary, the New York cook who's believed to have spread typhoid fever in the early 20th century. She used to be seen as an anomaly because doctors thought everyone spread an infection about equally. Now it's known that so-called super spreaders are common in epidemics, including SARS in 2003 and a 2011 measles outbreak in Canada. Yale professor Nicholas Christakis says a super spreader apparently sparked the current coronavirus outbreak in Italy.
We know from genetic analyses in Italy that the epidemic there was started, we think, by two people, one of whom gave it to 43 other people.
Christakis is a physician and sociologist who studies social networks.
The question arises when we see a super spreading episode like this episode at Biogen appears to be, what's the cause of it? Is it just chance? Or is it something to do with the particular circumstances?
Though super spreading has been documented in several epidemics, it's not well understood, says Dr. Ashish Jha. He's a professor of health policy at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health.
We certainly think biology plays a role. Some people end up having a very high viral load, and then they shed a lot more virus than other people. It may be something to do with their immune system, something to do with how that immune system is reacting to the virus.
Initial findings suggest the coronavirus could be quite contagious early on, possibly even before the spreader knows they're sick. Nicholas Christakis from Yale says other factors could cause people to become super spreaders, like a propensity to cough.
You know, maybe they have a lung disease, for example, and so they're doing more coughing anyway. And so compared to a person who doesn't cough, they transmit it more.
The environment can encourage spreading too, poor ventilation, overcrowding, or Christakis says maybe a super spreader is just more gregarious.
So there are many types of situations or circumstances that can contribute to the phenomenon of super spreading, and it's not always possible to know, or typically is not possible to know in advance, who or under what circumstances we're going to get a super spreading event.
So that's part of why large gatherings are a bad idea right now, Harvard's Ashish Jha says. Because if you have a super spreader in a crowd,
it can really make things explode. And the name of the game right now for America is a slow and steady rise in infections. We've got to stop kind of explosive growth because that's what's going to cripple our health system and really harm people. And super spreaders can end up being an important part of that problem if we get them into large groups.
In retrospect, Joss says, Biogen probably should have canceled its meeting. But decisions are easier in retrospect. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.